Your time is now. Let's make this moment last.
Welcome to the 24-25 season of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. Before you listen to this episode, please head over to our social medias and hit that follow button. You can find us on X at Keeping Up Apps and on TikTok and Instagram at Keeping Up Apps Pod. Please also hit that subscribe button on YouTube where we are at Keeping Up Appearances. I've always wanted to say that. Welcome to this week's episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. We are back to Zoom this week after being treated last week to a fantastic studio episode. We really enjoyed it. You might see our nerves come through in the first 5-10 minutes, but hopefully you are able to go and watch it now on YouTube. By the time this episode comes out, it will have been up for maybe about 4 or 5 days, maybe, Sean.
Yep.
So do head over to our YouTube channel. Sean, do you want to remind them what the YouTube channel is?
Yep, so it is at Keeping Up Appearances. Pretty self-explanatory, really.
Yeah, never would have got there, probably.
Yeah, well, the problem is if you search that, it'll just be Hyacinth and Richard. So you're going to have to wade through a lot of BBC content, and then at the very bottom, the dregs of YouTube, you'll find us.
So please do search.
Yeah, we do upload like shorts and stuff like that as well, but yeah, full episodes, hopefully.
We should have had them for paddle.
So yeah, please do head over to the YouTube and give it a watch if you can. Please comment, like, subscribe, do all of that. We probably obviously will be sharing it on our social medias as well, so that might be an easier way to find it. But yeah, even on our socials, please share it and do what you can to help us promote it as much as possible. We love being in the studio. It was great. It was a nice change of scenery. We had good fun with it, and hopefully we'll have another few more studio episodes coming very soon. But for this episode, we are on Zoom. We are a man down, as Bob is currently probably 5 or 6 Guinness deep, we don't know, at his work Christmas party. So hope he is having a good one. But we will press on without him. And we will start today's episode with our game of Kua Dares Wins, which usually will be a round robin between the other three hosts, but tonight is just a straight shootout between Sean and Tosh. I think Sean won the last Kua Dares Wins.
I don't know if we played a lot. I think Sean might have won the last couple, maybe. I don't know.
I feel like we had a few draws, didn't we? But I definitely won the last one.
There was a couple where it was like 1-1-1, and then I think
Last one, Sean, he named one and made someone else. Yeah, he played it well.
Yeah, he did play it well. So it's a straight shootout here between Sean and Tosh. We do have 3 questions, so it will just be the best out of 3. Obviously, I mean, we'll go with Sean can be the home team for the first one, and then Tosh for the second. If you do want reminding of the rules, I have 3 questions. Each question has a multiple amount of answers, but like a list of answers. The 2 players have to bid with how many they can name in an allotted time. I think, is 4 to 5 seconds too short? Do you think, is it a case of you struggling just to get out in the time? Would it be better if we give you a minute? Would you rather have a minute, seeing as it was just the 2 of you?
I'll let Sean decide.
It's one of them.
I said before, but I think when I said it last time, I think Sean was right. It does add a bit to the jeopardy. You've got to add that element of thinking in it. But I suppose, is there 15 seconds is not ridiculous anymore, is it?
No. And also, I think the problem with the 45 is it limits how high we're willing to go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We're not even thinking about if we know the answers. We're thinking, can I name that many at that time?
This one, we'll go a minute. So they will have a minute to name as many as they can, or their bid. So they'll bid between each other. If the other person thinks the opposite player and not name their bid, they will make them play it, and they will see how they get on. So hopefully that makes sense. It will make more sense as we play along. So for the first game, Sean, as you're the home team, I'll let you decide question A, B, or C to hopefully give yourself a winning start.
I'll go in the middle. I'll go B.
Go B, okay. So I'll get a minute on the clock. So this question is playoff winners since 2004-05. Championship playoff winners since 2004-05. Sean, you start a bid.
3, 4.
5, 7.
I don't think I can go that high. I'll just have to ask you to name them.
Name them. Okay. So
That's
ready, Tosh. Three. So, Sean, do you want to? You, Sean, you keep a hand on how many names as I'm ticking them off. Okay.
sounds.
Three, two, one, go.
Crystal Palace,
Yes.
Blackpool,
Yes.
Burnley,
Yes.
Luton.
Yes.
Oh, for God's sake, I'm struggling already. Swansea.
Yes.
You came up last year. Nottingham Forest.
Yeah.
Who did? Who came up last year? Someone beat Leeds in the set final, didn't they? Oh my God. It's a warrior.
Don't forget a wrong
West
answer.
Ham. West Ham.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Seven.
Oof,
Well
seven.
done.
Who came up last year, innit?
It's
Southampton.
Southampton.
Oh, yeah. I knew
That's
someone
well
beat
done.
Leeds.
Just about. I don't know where you pulled that West Ham from, but it was a dramatic shout.
How long do you have left?
Yeah, that's he was on 38. 38
Oh, yeah,
seconds.
I've done it the
Just
other time. So,
so
Sean, I reckon just go 45 now.
I think he went
No,
too
we'll
low
do
with
put on.
seven, to be honest, but
I reckon you'd maybe got another 2 out, another 1 or 2 out to be there, Sean. I was thinking, I reckon I could have put
Was
off
it
Sterling
archived
then.
if you don't like good QPR? We won.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to give a shout out to the others?
Hull.
QPR Hull, yeah. There were 17, by the way.
Oh, God. I'm trying to remember the years. When did Sheffield United come up that way?
Nope.
No. Wigan didn't, did the that's
Leeds? Nope.
no, I don't think they came.
Who
They
beat
lost in it. Who beat
Reading?
it?
No, it wasn't Reading, was it?
Huddersfield.
Yes. There's one, two. There's three current Premier League teams that you haven't named.
Villa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. No.
No,
Nah.
John, the rest. Fulham
Yeah.
and Fulham Brentford were the other two.
Ah, Fulham. Fulham beat Reading, I think. That's what I'm thinking of.
Then you had
He didn't.
Watford.
Fulham beat Brentford, unless he beat both.
I don't know.
Watford, Derby, said Hull, Norwich.
Well, I was going to say Watford, but I couldn't remember whether they were around that time. They beat Leeds, I think Watford, but they might have also. Oh no, but they probably won it since as well, haven't they? Palace beat Watford as well, I think. But yeah.
Cool. Tosh, you get to decide. Do you want A or C?
So yeah, I still going off that last one.
Okay.
A.
A, right. This one's a bit right. So let me get this ready. So A is, so obviously the first time the Champions League is in a full league format of 36 teams. I want you to name as many of the teams in this year's Champions League. So obviously 36. Tosh, you can start the bidding.
Four.
Eight.
Oh.
10.
12.
I feel like you should get loads of them, shouldn't you? 14.
15.
Oh. We're going to try and make him name them. Yeah, go on, name them just so you can see if we can make it one up.
Right,
Okay.
Tosh, you count how
Count.
many he's getting down.
Go on,
I'll
yeah.
just tell him if they're right or wrong.
Okay.
Okay, ready, Sean? Three, two, one, go.
Liverpool, City, Villa, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Bayern, Dortmund, Inter Milan.
Seven more still.
Seven more. I can't remember. I can't remember who got fourth last year. Was he? Wasn't United, was it?
It's a bit low, isn't
Atletico.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
PSG.
Yeah. Five more.
Trying to think of other Copenhagen.
No, Sean, I think that's you out. That you unlucky. Nah, you're
Ah,
out and you run out. You've 5 seconds left. And you think of
I
Copenhagen.
wouldn't go there, yeah.
Yep, the unlucky. You faltered at the final hurdle there. I think how many do you need to get out? Another four? Another 5 or 10 seconds, just over a minute, 5 seconds ago. Teams you didn't mention, anyone, any ideas?
No, I didn't think it was quite hard. Obviously, Celtic, I don't think he said, did he?
No, wouldn't have even thought of it.
Sport Lisbon, I assume Porto were there, one of Porto or Benfica, maybe both.
Porto, yes.
I know that, what's it called, that Brest are there, because they keep making the jokes about them, Mick Richards. Napoli there, no, I don't think Napoli are. So obviously, you just try and go through the Italians, wouldn't you? But I don't think, you know, Sean said a few of them. Did he say AC Milan?
No,
Liverpool have
done.
Liverpool have done. Bologna are there as well, aren't they?
Yeah,
from Italy.
I'll run through them. So you didn't say Atalanta, didn't say Leverkusen, Arsenal, Monaco, Lille.
Didn't say Arsenal. Did you not
I didn't
say
Arsenal?
I didn't say Arsenal, though.
Well,
Lille, PSV, Juve, Feyenoord, Bruges, Zagreb. I think you said Madrid. Shakhtar, Stuttgart, Sparta Prague, Storm, Girona, Red Star, Salzburg, Leipzig, Slovan, and Young Boys.
Nah, honestly, wouldn't have got half of them. Well, I didn't.
You actually know, you really didn't. So going into the last, Sean can only
lose.
Yeah, only lose.
I love this Jeopardy. I'm going all out here. Bring it.
Oh, son. Don't ask. Get him on double or quit, Sean.
I don't want to get tin out of the air. Come on.
What's the double thing for me? I win the next one. Because I will take that option.
Because you will take it. So this last one.
He gives me the last one.
This last one is Premier League top goal scorers. It includes those who were joint top. There is 27 different ones.
8.
9.
10.
12.
13.
Name them.
Okay.
Ready? Tosh, you keep counting. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Like.
Ready, Sean? Sorts of stuff. So
yeah. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Henri, Van Nistelrooy, Aguero.
Yeah.
Suarez.
Yeah.
Chris Sutton.
Yeah.
Shearer.
Yeah.
Dion Dublin.
Yes. Sure.
Jamie Vardy.
Yes.
Harry Kane.
Yes.
How many am I on there?
9. 4 more.
4 more.
Loads of time.
Try and go early. Andy Cole.
Yes. Second.
The Torres, Gary?
No.
He did, he? No.
Oh, Sean.
He did so well to start.
I know. You had loads of time there left as well. You have 38 seconds.
How long did I have?
You were on 38 seconds. You had loads of time.
I
had
20 left.
To think of more.
30 time.
I know, I should have really.
Any other shouts? Who else were you thinking?
Salah was the thought, the obvious one, maybe.
Ronaldo.
Cristiano
really.
Ronaldo.
How did I not even think of him?
Ronaldo, yeah.
Van Persie.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I know we had the discussion of the week, was Owen joint at one point with 19, like, because we had that discussion, didn't we, where I named him for one of the other things.
Yeah, I think it was Owen, Dublin and York.
And was Berbatov.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if York was he.
Yeah, I think them three were the joint. Yeah, Berbatov.
Actually, wouldn't have been as bad, but I wasn't under pressure. I have stuff like that. I didn't want to name that.
Yeah, that's your like worst thing, isn't
it? Yeah, just it doesn't interest me. Can we talk about Prem Golden Boot wins the World Cup? Can we say a different story?
The others were Sheringham, Hasselbank, Phillips. What you would have got Phillips, Sean. Drogba, Anelka, Tevez, Aubameyang, Mane, Son, and Haaland. I don't think you said Haaland.
That didn't say Haaland. No. I always go. I never go current.
Went old school.
Yeah,
fair play to you. Dedication to the podcast.
I'm annoyed by that Torres one because I knew it. I said he didn't get it, did he? Well, obviously it's counted as a guess, but I knew he didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said it.
You before that you said a good shot was it. Cole or something you said before him as well. It was like a good answer before it, and then you went, sorry, I messed up yourself. Yeah. Oh, well, Sean, tried. You've lost your aim.
Go hard or go home.
Exactly. No, that's the game. That's two of those wins. So I will hand it over to Tosh now to introduce our Maroon 5.
Cheers, Callum. So last week, if you've watched our studio podcast, you will have seen our great conspiracies debate, one of the best ones. So get over and have a look if you haven't already. This week, in the absence of Bob, we're just gonna have a little look at what we're gonna call best cancellation. So I'm sure you can work out why we've picked that based on the fact that the Merseyside derby on Saturday was cancelled. Bit of a conspiracy there. Liverpool had a lot of players missing and Everton were back banging form. What do you reckon, Callum?
That is a conspiracy. It does make you think, and I know the boy Letizia is a big fan of weather being controlled. So
Yeah, well, I
anything
say
possible,
it. We were in there. We were in there.
we were. I think that the weather would have helped us. Imagine Dwight McNizzy's corners in that wind.
Wouldn't have reached the box, would it? Yeah, so what we're going to look at today is we're going to go down that theme. We're going to say games from history that we'd like to be cancelled. And when we came up with it, I thought it was an absolutely brilliant idea, but I absolutely struggled to pick one. So I don't know, that's why I go first. But yeah, we're sort of keeping it quite open. But we're just gonna have a little discussion about games that we would have liked to have been cancelled from the past. So anything from there, I don't mind starting. I was last week, so I think just because I wasn't really too sure which way to go, I'll start and get mine out the way, and hopefully the boys can save me. So I'm going to go back to, as I always do, if in doubt, I'm going to go back to a World Cup, and I'm going to go back to the 1982 World Cup. I picked a game from last week's one, the 78, so I'm thinking, can I just do a row of World Cups? So the next one will be 86. So if something Maradona later would be good. But anyway, 1982, the second group stage, Brazil playing Italy. And I think maybe from my knowledge of the World Cup, which I'd like to think is pretty good, the best game ever in a World Cup. I think it finished Italy 3, Brazil 2, which was a massive upset as Brazil are regarded as one of the greatest ever teams to play in a World Cup, certainly maybe the greatest team never to win one alongside Holland. And they went into the last game of the second group knowing they just needed to draw against Italy to guarantee a place in the semi-final. Italy had come into it on the back of a really disappointing tournament so far. They scraped through the first group stage. I think they'd maybe won one or two games so far out of four. They're also on the back of a massive match fixing scandal where the main striker, Paolo Rossi, had been banned for a couple of years. He hadn't scored so far in the tournament and he went on to score a hat trick to beat Brazil. Anyway, I won't go too much into the game. I think if you get the chance, it is an unbelievable game to watch it. But I'm not going to talk too much about the sort of instance of the game. The main reason I'd like to replay, I was just trying to think, as I said, I struggled to come up with a reason to have a game replayed because I think a lot of games that you said if you replayed it, there's a good chance the result would be the same, so it'd have to be a good reason. So I just thought Brazil, that year, as I say, I think one of my big fascinations, it came sort of out again in lockdown. I used to watch this video of the 1982 Brazil team and Zico and Socrates being my two favourites. Just some of the goals he scores, just unbelievable. He scored, I think, about 11 or 12 goals in the World Cup, and everyone is unbelievable. Some of the football, and I think if they play that game 10 times, I think they win it 9 times, and I think they win it 3-4-0 six or seven times. So I think if the game was to be stopped and replayed, I think they win that game, and more importantly than that, I think they go on to win the competition because they would have played Poland and then a not great Germany side in the final. And I think I'm sort of torn between this one because when I first thought, I thought that would be a legacy of like a Brazil side, and I do think they've been remembered as the greatest Brazil side ever. Whereas now they're sort of remembered as a great loser. And I think that's still quite a good thing. I think that side and Holland from 1974 are remembered very fondly in football for being sort of losers. But I think that idea of someone like even for someone like Zico, as I say, I think if he win that they win that tournament, I think some of the stuff he does in that World Cup is up there with some of the stuff that Maradona does in 86. And I think he would be right held up there in that discussion of one of the top five players ever. So I think for that part, I'd love that idea of that game being replayed and it's Brazil winning it and Brazil going on to win the competition and being like, that would be, I think, one of the greatest sides ever. So yeah, I also think just a replay of it was a brilliant match. I actually watched some highlights last night and I always talk, I think, I watched World Cup DVDs when I was younger. In my head, that game was just a Brazil battering. But if you watch it was a proper end-to-end game, like, because Brazil were just all out attack, left no one back. Italy were hitting them on the counter. Yeah, and I just think a brilliant football game that'd be great to see again, but I'd love to see it again for a different outcome. And I say, I think they certainly win the majority of their matches. Brazil, if they play them lots and lots of times, there's just no way they don't win that match with the football talent they had on offer. But yeah, I think that was my reasoning. I struggled, as I said, to pick one. So I just went with something I know, which is World Cups. And that one came to mind as something that I think would get a different result. And then a tournament goes a different way. And I think everything's remembered. That's like one result can change a lot of things in football. And Brazil go from one of the best teams of all time that never won something to maybe just one of the best teams of all time. But and also some people say the last great sort of Brazilian flair side that was like just completely flair. I think they won tournaments other times where they did that. And some people say that when they win the World Cup in 1994, they were a lot more defensive. Like they had players like Dunga in the middle and stuff like that. People say it was because that side in 82 and 86, lesser so, but still were so attacking and ended up losing out because they were so attacking. So you never know. The likes of the Brazil now might be a lot different to what it would be. I also, to illustrate, I Tosh book, I read this one about 1982, The Glorious Years. I think it's another Pitch one, Callum. It is Pitch Publishing.
They've got
So
some good books, then, don't they?
we do, yeah. The best of which being Something in the Water, if you don't mind me saying, Callum.
Thank you.
But I actually got this other one, and just to emphasize that how big this match was, I think my screen doesn't do it. I don't know if I blame my screen, which you're probably not going to be able to see on the thing. I asked for this book, which was about it. It's called The Match, literally about one game. Look at the size, it's 500 pages on one match. I
Wow.
haven't read it, like, so I can't say. It's another Pitch Publishing one, Callum, as well. So it's not my favorite one from Pitch Publishing, that'll be Something in the Water. But
I'm starting to worry that they just publish anything.
yeah. Literally, I asked for it for Christmas because I always think like I love watching that match, but 500 pages is a bit excessive. But maybe what I've just rabbited on for about 5 minutes might also be too excessive. So anyway, long story. I wasn't expecting to talk for that long, but that would be my suggestion for a match to be repeated.
Like it. Good shout. It's it. Yeah, I think that era of just World Cups is iconic, and that is just an iconic team, iconic kit, everything about it,
Yeah,
iconic
kit's quite a good
players.
point with the kit.
And yeah, as you say, I think it's a dead good point where one game could just change a lot. And if that would have just went the other way, who knows how that might have changed football history, kind of thing, and the way football's played. So yeah, I think it's a good shout of one to have been cancelled and replayed.
Yeah, I also like, I think we've all come at this a bit differently, haven't we? And I like how yours has come from pure football reasons. Do you know what I mean? Like the justice of you want the better team to win it. I like that.
You know, I was trying to go some other way, and I couldn't really think of one. I just like, yeah, so I had to go down some sort of route like that. And to be honest with you, there's part of me, I love Italy as well, and there's part of me love that Italy won that tournament. And you also, if Italy go off, you don't get that great Marco Tardelli
I was going to
celebration.
say, is that final? Yeah.
Yeah, so that's in the final, yeah. But also, if you get the chance, if you watch Brazil equalise, so Brazil go 1-0 down and 2-1 down, and Brazil equalise about 20 minutes ago to make it 2-2, which they think's going through. And like Falcao scores the goal. It's a brilliant goal, another brilliant goal. And he runs off celebrating a bit like Tardelli, like because he thinks he's taking them. Like, and he's also like he played in Italy. Like that's it's also Tardelli-esque. But also, if you get the chance, you see the Brazil's first goal, not the way Zico and Socrates link up. But yeah, and my recommendation would be there's a video I used to watch. I think watched it every day in lockdown for about 2 months. There's a just Brazil's goals in 1982, and just a genuine like. Which one do you think is the best? Because you could, there's five or six that you could say. There's like screamers, there's like brilliant passing ones. There's one where Zico plays this unbelievable pass. But yeah, I'll shut up now because I could talk about that. And I imagine that was very boring at times for some people listening. So yeah.
No, not at all. Not at all. But I will jump in next. Oh, sure, if that's all right, 'cause mine kind of links
Yeah, of
to some
course.
of the things Sasha said. Mine does link to international football and also kind of links to Tosh's lockdown and sort of coming off the back of COVID. There was a few games I was thinking of, obviously for purely biased reasons. I think the one game we would all want cancelled and replayed, which hopefully not the one you've picked, Sean, would have been Istanbul. But I think
It
we would
crossed
like
my
that.
mind.
Yeah, that, I thought we were always going to say that.
I stayed clear of Everton and Liverpool. I just thought.
For that reason. No, I get it. So I think obviously over the last, well, over this last month, year, there's been a lot of change at England. Again, he faltered. in the summer, and then Southgate ends up losing his job. I think overall, whilst he has taken a lot of stick, I think he probably did deserve to win a tournament with England, to be honest, for what he'd done for the team and everything else. I think he probably did deserve one. So I'll take us back to Euro 2020, which happened to be Euro 2021, obviously with COVID cancelling originally in 2020. I think looking back on that, it was just like an unbelievable summer. I seem to remember that the weather was dead nice. It was dead nice summer. We were kind of coming off the back of lockdown. It was kind of, we were all getting into footy again and crowds were back in games and life was just kind of returning to normal a bit. And then we had this tournament that was so much excitement about. Obviously, a lot of it was played in England as well. The England team were looking really good. It was a good young team under Southgate and coming off the back of, was it 2018 with the, was that the penalty one? The one that penalty was out yet against Colombia. Coming off the back of that, I think everyone was very excited to see what was going to happen in this tournament. We knew the final was going to be at Wembley and that was kind of like, this is the one. This is the one we're going to win. The FA, DNA project, the 10-year project, was leading up to that we were going to win that tournament. They kind of set that out back in 2012, that was the one we were going to win, and everything was kind of charted the way they said it was going to be. We kind of got a step closer each tournament, and this was going to be the one that we were going to win, and it was going to kind of like, well, they justified everything that the FA had done and stuff. And the FA had done great work, to be fair. And just because they didn't win it doesn't mean that things didn't work out. But I just think it got more exciting the more we went through. We didn't concede any goals until the semi-final in that tournament. Obviously beat Germany. I think that was at Wembley. We beat Germany 2-0, which was just unbelievable to beat them. And again, that was kind of like after the penalty shootout in the previous tournament. That beating Germany was like another like, wow, this is it. You know, we've got like kind of the penalty monkey off our back. We beat Germany in this one. There's no way this is going to not fall for us. And obviously in that run, we did beat obviously Germany, Czech Republic, Croatia. We kind of beaten teams that, you know, Croatia knocked us out previously. That, I don't know, it seemed that everything was kind of just going in the right direction. And then obviously in that final, you score after, what was it, 2 minutes? 1 minute?
50 seconds, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. Luke Shaw scores, you go 1-0 up, and it's like, wow, how unbelievable is this? And then it kind of, we bottle ourselves a bit and we sit back and it doesn't quite work out. So I think if there was a game that, speaking from like a fan of England, and England as an international team, if there's a game that you could just kind of replay for the whole nation and for football in this country, particularly obviously in recent times, I think it would be that one. Everything was geared up towards us winning that game, and I think just the way it panned out, it was always just too good, scoring that goal too early. It was kind of just like, that's a long time in a final to just kind of, you know, not concede and play that way. I just think if you were to play that again with the form they were in at home, the nation was kind of, I know this, it did seem that, like, obviously coming off the back of COVID, like society, like socially and everything else, it did kind of just unite the nation a bit, that tournament and the way the team were playing. And yeah, I just think they really did deserve it. I think Southgate deserved it. I think the player deserved it. The FA deserved it. And, you know, again, not to be too deep, but I think the country kind of just deserved that to happen. It was kind of just being a fit, like just a real kind of like fitting moment. So yeah, if I could replay a game, obviously there's loads that we would say that we could replay, but if I could just pick one, it would be that. And I do think, as Tosh maybe said with us, that the result would be different. I do think if you know to play that, I think I would fancy England's chances. It was just the way the final panned out that it didn't quite work. But yeah, I would replay that, and hopefully England would have been Euro 2020 champions.
Yeah, I understand the point, and I think you're right. Everything was set, and England, like, again, as they did a lot of the times under Southgate, they had the draw presented to them, really, didn't they? They played the Germany side, you know, that Germany side was dreadful. And then these sort of, what was it, Ukraine, Denmark, Italy, an Italy side that didn't qualify for World Cups either side of it. Like, and I know what you're saying. I think that idea of beating, I actually don't think they would have beaten Italy that many more times, over 10. Because I think they literally had everything in place to beat Italy, then they didn't. Like, you know,
Yeah, no, I got you.
they sort of, and I actually think with Southgate, I was someone who was very critical of Southgate, and I think like, just typical probably of me of like disagreeing when everyone said he was great, I said he was rubbish. When now everyone says he's rubbish, I've sort of gone the other way where I think they like probably everything in football is somewhere in the middle, isn't it? But I think them 3 games they've lost, which were the Croatia one, that one, and maybe this the Spain one, there was moments in that game like. The Croatia one, they had them on the ropes and then they just sat back, didn't they? And the exact same
Yeah.
happened with Italy. And like they seemed to have them, and then they just for the particularly the second half, I don't know, they just sort of, they probably didn't have a shot, England, did they? And I think that's sort of that'll be Southgate, one of his legacies. But no, I do know what you mean, though. I think you know that was the chance, wasn't it? As you say, you know, they played semi-final, final, and the big game against Germany all at Wembley and stuff like that. So yeah, I think. Yeah, no, I think it's a reasonable aim, and you think they
Yeah.
would because that Italy side's absolute bang average, like.
Yeah, I just think the thing is, I think they deserve that, and you'd like to give them another chance if you
Yeah,
could.
I
You could just be
wouldn't, but
playing and go give them another chance. I think
that's what I
you
was
give
just
all
about to
that.
say, is
Just
that
go on.
you divided the podcast already. Like, you know, in terms of like, I'm with you, but if we had our full selection here, Tosh and Bob would disagree with you. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think you'd do that with the nation. To say that the nation's united, I don't think it was, because you still had all the divvies, like Tosh and, well, mainly Bob, who just couldn't find any joy in anything. Do you know what I mean? Like the England, like, groundswell for me was 2018. Like, that was where, like, I'd had years. I stopped, like, supporting England, like, 2006. Something like that, 2000, yeah, and it was made up when he didn't qualify, 2008, and then 2010 when, like, Rob Green had that howl. Obviously, I was made up. By 2018, I was fully on board again. I honestly,
Yeah.
that Colombia game with Pickford, genuinely
Exactly.
was
Yeah.
so good.
Yeah.
And then I see what you mean in terms of, like, it all built to that, but it is one of those where, even as someone that wanted them to win, I look back and, as Tosh says, you just go, they actually don't deserve it, just for, like, the bottle. Like, the, do you know what I mean? Like, how can you get to a semi-final and two finals within 8 years and just bottle them all, or 6 years, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? And that's where I do just think a bit like, ah, I'd have loved them to have won it, but there's only so many chances you can have where, you know what I mean, you just make stupid decisions.
Also gives all them fans the chance to go and trash the place again, doesn't it? Like they did. Have
Yeah.
you watched that Netflix documentary?
No.
It's
No. Yeah,
absolutely
I'm sure
mad.
you love it.
No, like it's honestly like mental. Like
What
some
is
of the
it?
people,
Yeah.
like honestly, like you know, they shows like when people like it was like, the 7 o'clock kickoff, people on like Wembley Way at like 9 o'clock in the morning, just like booze, and then like they're on tops of buses at like you know, to honestly, it's like, and then like you see all
That
like the,
before the game?
yeah. Do you remember all the trouble?
Yeah. No, but, like, I've yeah.
Honestly, like I just put it on. No, I was sitting doing some work. I was trying to watch, put something on that I'm not going to watch. Need to watch properly, and I had that on. And in the end, I was watching it. Probably it's just like some of these people, and yeah, like you know, you said these entitled people. Like you know, there's like fella. You know, like I, you know, I needed to be in there. You know, I deserve to break in. I needed to be there.
Yeah.
Some sort of there's 30 million other people in the country who wanted them to win, but you're like. You know, putting people in danger, like jumping over, like old people to get in. Yeah, but
Do you not think that's
I make you
a
hate England fans a lot more. But
But do you not think, again, it's like, as Callum said, like, the world at that time, like, everyone had been cooped up for, it was just like, it was like the perfect storm, wasn't it? Like, we were finally let out of our houses again. England were doing well, and it was on our doorstep. It's just like an invite, isn't it,
and
to a
the
maybe.
weather makes the
Oh yeah,
weather
the
makes a
weather would have
World Cup. The
believed.
weather
Yeah.
makes a World Cup.
Yeah.
No,
All
I'm not
your
sure
orders
about that,
later.
but
It does. It needs to be good weather. You need to have barbecues. I'm watching a fuzzy, having a barbecue, and things like this. That's
like,
what. That's
yeah,
what makes
all
it.
NBA gardens I didn't go to. Oh, I saw other people and they looked like they're having a great time.
Yeah, they were having a boss time. I was having a decaf tea in the sun, watching the game civilly. But yeah, they were having a great time.
No, again, I think it's a good shout. I think it will divide people just purely on the, some people hate England, but
Divisive.
yeah, no, I like it. And I would love a different outcome, because I remember being gutted. I think that's when I, again, just gave up a little bit on the England thing, just like, I don't care anymore. Do you know what I mean? By the Spain one, I literally couldn't care less. But Those two tournaments, I was like bang into.
See, like the 2018 one, that was like they sort of came from nowhere. No one's expecting to do anything. And like the 2020, I'll be honest, I sort of started on, and by the end, I did want them to get beat just because everyone was like, oh, they're great. And I was like, just not. And that final, do again, you'd like to, I wouldn't like to go back to it because I remember it being a terrible game, but I bet you England stunk the place out. The only thing I'd say is you'd sort of want it to go back because like you feel sorry for the likes of Saka and people like that who missed it and all the obviously abuse they felt. But so maybe just a different outcome for them. Because they didn't, it's like someone like Saka didn't deserve that. When you, how old was Saka then? What, 19 or something?
Also, do you remember that moment when Jorginho missed?
Yeah, and
And it was
Pickford
like,
saved
oh my
that.
God, it's on.
Yeah.
Even Jorginho's missed and then still bottled
He literally missed the next penalty, didn't he? I
it.
think he enjoyed that for 10 seconds and he missed the next one. Right
Yeah.
then. What we realised is games that need to be cancelled have to involve Italy. So, what Italy game are you picking, Sean?
It's actually Italy against Middlesbrough. No, so the game I'm going for is one that it's a very, very much a stark contrast to your two, but it's one that I kind of it came to my attention a couple of weeks ago when I nominated Janino in our 90s footballer chat, but kind of didn't put too much onto it. But when this came up, I kind of went back to it because it, yeah, it's, I find it quite interesting, and I think it kind of like. It shows the disparity in football from bigger clubs to smaller clubs, but also in the way the Premier League was ran back in the 90s. So, nearly, what would it be? 28 years ago. Yeah. 21st of December 1996, Middlesbrough were due to play Blackburn. And the day before the game, Brian Robson. And his team put to the FA or Premier League that they needed to kind of postpone the game, and because apparently he only had 17 members of the squad available, everyone else was down with injuries and a big outbreak of illness. He said, out of all those, about six of them had never featured for the team before; they were all kids. So he was like, "We need to cancel or postpone this game," and. Be it, I don't know, there's lots of talk about how it was done, whether it was kind of handled properly. Middlesbrough told the Premier League we're not playing. Again, there's also talk that that news never reached Blackburn, which is crazy. So Blackburn didn't know that Middlesbrough weren't turning up. So amongst all the chaos, Borough are then fined and docked 3 points. So this game that I'm talking about, it's not one I think should be replayed because it actually was replayed. I think this as a concept should be cancelled and struck from the record. So this game never took place. And as I say, they were docked 3 points. A couple of months later, the game got rescheduled. They played and they drew. Kind of bit of a non-story. We get to the end of the season. Middlesbrough. They're in the League Cup final. They're in the FA Cup final. They boast a squad featuring Janino, Ravanelli, Emerson. Pretty strong team. And then it comes down to the final day and they need to, I don't know, better someone's score. I can't quite remember who. And in the end, they end up going down by a point, which I think obviously they're obviously still bitter about. And when you think about the injustice of they might not have handled it very well, but the fact that they would dock those 3 points, went on to replay the game anyway. They drew, picked up a point. If they hadn't, if that would have been handled better, they'd have kept those 3 points. They'd have stayed up. The whole trajectory of that club could be totally different. As far as I'm aware, Janino left that summer, ended up going to Atletico Madrid, ended up picking up. Well, nearly career-threatening injury, was never the same player. So you think, if that doesn't happen, does he stay in Middlesbrough? Where do they end up? The fact that they got to two finals, they're a good team. Do you know what I mean? They just kind of stunk it up in the league a little bit. But what has done me head in reading about, I mean, it's weird, it's reading about something that happened nearly 30 years ago, it's proper done me head in. But you look, don't you, and you think, if that was United, there's no way they'd dock points. Do you know if Alex Ferguson comes in and goes, I've only got 15 players. You could say I've only got 25 players, and they go, all right, Gwed, we'll give you a couple of weeks, because it's little Middlesbrough. They get dock points, and you think that even like now, like as much as it's a little one off, you think COVID time, teams were postponing games left, right, and centre, and I know that was part of the thing, but I don't know. I just think it's sad that that would never happen to the big teams, just because it's Middlesbrough, and it's pretty much. It's set out there next 30 years. They're just a yo-yo club now, up and down. They've got no consistency. They lose all the big players. And yeah, I just think that should be scrapped. And I think if you could go back, serve a bit of justice, handle it properly, see what could be done, and then see where they are now, I think it'd be massive. So the implications aren't really for kind of, it doesn't really change the fortunes of anyone except Middlesbrough, realistically. But I don't know. I just think it's a bit unjust, so I'd scrap that one if I could.
Yeah, I think it's a great choice. I mean, if there is, so imagine support Middlesbrough going down because of that by the end of the season. Like,
yeah,
the fact that since from that game to the end of the season, they would have been thinking that 3 points is going to do us.
Yeah,
kind of thing, and then it happens.
He went on an unbelievable run. Apparently, after that, picked up, like, I think they won like 6 and 7 or something. It's like, again, you see that they are a good team. But you are right, that'll just be there, wouldn't it?
It's just like, horrible. And the fans, as soon as that happens, you just know as a fan, like, that is, on the last day, we know that is,
yeah,
that's going to put us down. And yeah, that is it. Yeah, it's horrible. Like, if you could go back and just cancel that game, just as they did for the derby, you could just cancel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be so much better. So yeah, I think it's a good shout. It's a shame that they went down. Shame that they lost those players. I don't know if you know this. Who was the team who stayed up?
I can find out.
Who should
out.
Have went down?
Sorry, let me find it. Oh, Coventry.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, again, I mean, they kind of survived too much longer. I know they were there until at least 2000.
Yeah, I can't.
I think they must have gone down there, but I mean, look at them now.
Yeah, strange. Yeah. But yeah, you are right, though. If it would have been a bigger club, it would have been handled so much differently.
Yeah.
He probably just panicked, and it never really had, probably, I don't know, I doubt it had happened before. He probably panicked.
Exactly. It's the first time, innit? So you just go, they're probably thinking, what do you do in this situation?
When was it in the season?
So it was just before Christmas.
Oh, so it wasn't even like, so it's not even as if like other teams will have been putting pressure on them. It's not as, you know, like it was in like,
yeah, yeah,
March, and like, you know, the team had the bottom going, well, no, Dotham points. It's,
yeah,
like,
well, it's also like, you know, like in Sunday League where like, your manager sometimes hasn't got the players, and you think, I'll say the pitch is waterlogged or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's one of them where, like, it's not at that point of the season. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not getting that desperate yet.
Yeah, and it's not even like, but again, it is something that I don't believe Brian Robson's doing that for a advantage.
Yeah, exactly.
It's far. Where were they in the league when it happened?
I don't know.
So I wonder if they must have been quite down if you said they went on a big run, but I was thinking, like,
yeah,
you know, I wonder if they thought when the Premier League did it, they thought, like, oh, it's not going to mean anything anyway. And then, you know, by the end of the season, they were like, oh, we maybe shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. But then, you know, another kicker I've just read here, the game got rescheduled for three days before the end of the season.
Oh.
So they had the final game already in, and that got rescheduled. So even psychologically, again, that's just there, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They end up drawing it, as I say, but yeah, the mind game's going on there. Insane.
Yeah. Good shout. Good shout.
Right. So thank you, lads, for all of those. Just to sum up before we kind of put all of our selections into the Graham poll, we have got Brazil against Italy in the 1982 World Cup. We've got England, Italy in Euro 2020 or Euro 2021. And we've got Middlesbrough against Blackburn 1996. All very different reasons, but I think all with fairly compelling cases. So it's way kind of where you come down on this kind of issue. So you're voting for the match you think should be cancelled or replayed for whatever reason you think. All of our nominations will be in the Graham poll. Head over to Twitter and Instagram. There will be an Instagram poll this week as well, and we'll be pooling the votes. head over there, put your vote in, and we'll see who wins next week. Right, it is definitely time to get our game for the week. It's time to pick our featured game of the week. So, lads, can you give us the three games, please?
City United this week. That's a big one. Callum, you pick another Prem and I'll look at championships. If there's any interesting championship ones.
Is Newcastle Leicester a decent one?
Yeah. There's a potential. What about Swansea Sunderland? That tickle your fancy? And also, I reckon without Bobby, obviously, we'll just say, I don't know where they come two out. I reckon that could be an open game, that one, Swansea Sunderland, for all any of us. Like, I reckon, would know who to pick out of them.
Right. Are that all set then?
Yeah.
Okay. So, our three games are the big one, the Manchester Derby, City against United. Then we've got Newcastle at home to Leicester and the rogue championship shout of Swansea against Sunderland. Let's spin the wheel and our game this week is City United. Ah, it's proper boring.
City United, it's
just... yeah, done my head in.
You know, it is the biggest one of the weekend though, I suppose.
Right. Any thoughts?
I mean, neither team are looking too good at the moment, aren't they? Which you can't say probably for that derby over the last however many years.
Yeah, that's true.
So it should be interesting. I think, is it City at home?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, I think you might just go with the home advantage. But it's a big one for both teams, really, isn't it? Just in terms of just what United will look to kick on.
Could it be the first time in a while, though, that the pressure's not on United?
Yeah.
Like, that can't have been said for a long time in a derby like this, is it? Like, Amarim's almost like, see what happened there. I know obviously it won't feel like that within the city, but there's no real pressure on them, is there?
To be fair, they usually go in there knowing they've got no chance of winning. You'd actually probably think, well, despite how bad we are, there's probably, you know, City have certainly gettable. I read some, apparently City have had, like, outside the bottom three, like, I assume the bottom three is Ipswich, Leicester, Southampton, they've had the most big chances against them, City, in the league, which is obviously giving away like so many chances. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I watched tonight on Saturday. Absolutely dreadful. Like, awful. And then, to be honest, they, for 20 minutes in the first half, they were right. And in the second half, they just don't know what they did. But yeah. To be honest, it's also Manchester derby. It doesn't really interest me as well. Like, I don't know. Yeah. There's part, I know it's not selling the game, right? But I don't know. There's just, I don't really find any interest in it, apart from like the thought of someone, you know, like City giving United a battering and it being, you know, laughing at United, and the other way around, like City piling on the turmoil at City. I suppose that's got an interesting thing, but because it's all that stuff, I reckon it'll probably just be a draw. But
yeah. Right. Well, let's tie that in then. Anyone want to predict?
Also, I had three all for Tottenham Chelsea yesterday last week in the prediction. So, maybe a goal for it. It was a great game. Best game of the season so far.
Yeah.
I'll stick to the prediction. I'll say I'm going to go a 1-1.
I will go. Do you know what? I'll go rogue. I'll go 1-0 United.
I'll go 2-1 City.
Cover all bases there. Yeah. Right. Let's get our number then. So, yeah, as always, 50 and 450 are the markers. And the game, sorry, and the number this week is 445.
Wow. That's the biggest number we've ever had.
I think that is, because...
Must be.
Five off max, yeah, so...
Wow, how many did they have?
Honestly, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, it was coming, that wasn't it?
Look how buzzing he is.
Oh, I wish that was in the studio.
Oh. The producer would have been lapping it up.
Just a little chuckle from behind the curtain. Right, so 445 for City or United. But before we do that, shall we get a song of the week?
Ooh. Yes. So, like, best cancellations,
Especially should be cancelled.
or
or yeah, best acts you've been cancelled. That could be a good one. Jay-Z today.
Yeah.
You know me,
Why?
Callum.
Why? What's happened there?
He's
I'm
been. I'm not.
saying.
I'm not sure it's podcast talk, but
Oh.
he's been linked with some of the Diddy stuff, but pretty, like one
Has
of the
he?
cases, like terrible.
On like BBC Radio News this morning, it was that bad.
Earlier.
Yeah, it wasn't just
Yeah.
like made it to that, like. Yeah.
It's
So what
not. There
song?
was.
But
So
what
maybe
song by him, Callum?
Yeah,
Is somebody's been cancelled?
it's hard this one because all the people who've been cancelled have been cancelled for a bad reason.
No, but can we get somebody who's
What X
like
Factor's
just
being
woke
cancelled?
nonsense?
An X
I
Factor that's been cancelled, hasn't it?
You know what? You're the only person who brings X Factor up you.
know, yeah, you can't let it go. Somebody's been cancelled. Is there somebody's been like cancelled of like shouldn't have been? Did Greg Wallace have any songs? That buttery biscuit bass.
I'm sorry, I'm not giving him any airtime. The big divvy.
Would say is your lookalike as well, though,
I
if
know he would.
he
I was waiting for someone else to do that. Well, thanks for stepping up to the plate there, Tosh.
here.
Or based on rematches getting replayed, could we have a song that's like an older song that's been re-released recently?
Oh.
Rick Astley. He can't help but replay that song.
Bad on this.
Journey. Don't
You
Stop
are?
Believing. Don't Stop
Well,
Believing.
without like kind of what's the word, yeah, making myself look like the biggest loser, as I always do. I spent last night watching videos of Glee. Which I thought you probably think I do more regularly than I do, but and genuinely, Don't Stop Believing off Glee is incredible.
If
Single-handedly brought that song back.
Glee's version and stop believing them.
It's up to you. I'm always happy for a bit of Glee.
I was gonna say didn't
And also, quite a few people from there have, or well, one of them has definitely been cancelled
already
for what sounds like Jay-Z behaviour. So
allegedly.
two in one.
Yeah, if it ticks
Since
two boxes, you've got to
he's
go with
since
it.
gone on to kill himself, so yeah.
Oh, rest in
Cancelled
peace.
himself. Not rest in peace when you find out what he did. Oh.
Don't, there's this quite a big story that like
It was
happened.
years ago.
Was yeah. What a shame.
I know.
We'll just go with
Gutted.
that one then, yeah.
Yeah. On that lovely light note, everyone go and listen to Glee. Don't Stop Believing. And if you're up for it, listen to their Journey medley that they did for regionals. Incredible.
Did they big Journey fans, really?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to go into big detail there, but I won't because I know you two don't care. But they did three Journey songs, first
Maximum.
series, all of them incredible.
Any way you want it, is that then?
It is.
Is look was something touching, squeezing, or was that Jay-Z again?
Right, are we ready to go?
Yep. I want to go
Right.
first.
You want to go first, yeah?
Yeah, mine, to be honest, only came up with one. Just came first, literally first name that came to my head. Friend of Roy Keane, Dennis Irwin. Again, I
I
feel
didn't
like
even,
he's.
I wouldn't even know how long he was there.
Well, I just feel like he was never, you know, could be way off, but I feel like he was at Oldham, wasn't he? I think under Joe Royle, and I reckon he would have been minimum 9, 10 years. I feel like he probably played 40, 50 games a season, so might be slightly lower. Because did he go to Wolves?
I seem to remember there.
So that when they were up was about 2003. So I don't reckon he joined as early as 93. Might be a bad one, but I couldn't come up with another name, so I'm just going with him.
Okay. Do you want to go next, Carl?
Yeah, go on. Mine was a City player. Again, you're like, it's like legend status, isn't it? That amount of appearances. Probably not many who've stayed at City for that long over the recent period or most successful period. I can think of a couple. Obviously, Aguero was there for a while, but He suffered with injuries, didn't he? So I just didn't think he'd be enough. So my other one was David Silva, who I think was there for 10 years. So I think he probably will have played a lot of games over that period. So yeah, David Silva. He's one of the Aguero's kind of the first name I thought of, and then yeah, Silva's second, but I'll go with Silva.
He's that much.
I just think he was there for ages. I just seem to remember being there for a long time.
Honestly, his website. I can't even get onto the website now, by the way, so this couldn't.
I think he
But I
must.
think this was.
I can't help but feel he must be around 400.
Do you really think? I just, how long with you? Oh, yeah, do you know what? He probably was for about 10
Yeah.
years or so, wasn't he, actually? Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
When did he leave them? Like 2020?
Did he leave? Was he still there in COVID, or did he leave just before COVID? I think he left just before COVID, didn't he?
I thought it was just before COVID, but I thought he signed in like
I think he signed after
11 or
2010
something.
World
Yeah,
Cup,
it was,
20,
yeah.
10, 10, 11-ish, around that time.
I think he's got
So
10 years
yeah,
out of
could be
him.
about right, yeah.
And
Playing,
obviously,
yeah.
at that time, he's in all the cups and stuff and that. And I don't seem to remember him getting injuries, but I might be wrong. But yeah, it's just there's not many players to think of who've played that amount of games for any club, really. Not these days. So yeah, we'll see.
Right, I'll go. So I've got two that I'm really torn between. One's already been mentioned, friend of Dennis Irwin.
No, sorry.
No, that's fine. And then the other one's Brian Robson. But I don't know how long he was there, if you know what I mean. I've got no gauge on his career whatsoever. I know he was also injured a lot as well.
Started at West Brom.
He started at the West Brom.
Signed from West Brom, yeah. He was like, yeah. He was, I mean, I don't know, influence, I guess. And so.
But he was still there mid-90s, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He, yeah.
But he was injured a lot.
He would have played for United minimum sort of 12, 13 years. Like, he was captain when they win the FA Cup in 84. He was pretty much captain immediately he went there, I think. He was just unbelievable by the sounds of it.
Do you know what? I go Roy Keane.
Already been a winning answer for Nottingham Forest, hasn't he? With
Yeah,
Andy.
Andy Cantwell, yeah. Yeah, I might regret that, but whatever.
It sounds about right, doesn't it? I think once you get to the level of those numbers, it's just like...
Yeah, but then you also don't want to do what I did with Tony Adams, when it was like, he was about 700,
yeah,
do you know what I
I
mean?
think
Like,
after you get over like 300 people, it's like, you don't have to go to be there, or...
Yeah.
Or like, higher Redknapp guesses, like...
Okay then, results are in. Only three of us this week. Does that mean, what's the point system? Is it 4-3-2 or 3-2-1?
I reckon 4-3-2, so that Bob's fault, isn't it?
Yeah, well, works favourably for me. Well, works favourably for us all. In third position, with 520 appearances and 75 out by my quick maths, is Dennis Irwin. So I was in third position, far too big, which is unbelievable for that. I didn't check the years, but that's to see. Like, I think he wasn't there in June too early. But anyway, quickly then, in the next two pretty good guesses, we had one that was 33 out in second position with 478, which was Roy Keane. So still a good guess that, I think. And lastly, as we know, Callum winner with David Silva, really good guess, 4-3-6, only 9 out.
Oh, wow.
Callum picking up a big form as it gets to the Christmas season.
I know.
I did not expect it to be that close, to be fair.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought, like, you know, he just strikes the type of lady who should be injured, shouldn't he? And, like, yeah.
Yeah. As Sean said, it is with Ben, with the guess. It was like, if you think he might be around 350, 400, you just don't know in that.
Yeah, true.
Bracket. So it's worth a guess, kind of thing. So, yeah, that was kind of the thinking there, but paid off. Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Keeping Up Appearances. We had a great Q&A wins at the beginning. Sean let himself down, kind of. His crown fell for his Q&A wins. Tosh kindly picked it up, though, with three good games from him. Put the pressure on Sean when he needed to. A great Maroon 5, looking at games that we would have replayed after the Liverpool derby was cancelled. And then we had keeping appearances at the end. A big number, the biggest number we've ever had, looking at the Manchester derby this weekend, where I gladly took the lead. That's two on the bounce for me. Hopefully I can keep that up for next week. As you said at the beginning, please do check out our YouTube, our studio episode. It was a big move for us. Hopefully you all like it, and we will hopefully get some more studio episodes out before the end of the year. We also hope to get some more guests on as well between now and the end of the season two, and we will be back as a four next week. But yeah, do keep sharing, liking, commenting, subscribing, following, tell a friend to tell a friend, and we'll see you next week.
4-3-1. Brian Robson was shown, so it would have been slightly closer, but wouldn't have won.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll take two good guesses then.
Yeah, two good guesses. That's Dennis Irwin.